Okay, so can you tell me your name and who you're with?
Yeah, my name is Dawn Goley, and I'm the director of the HSU Marine Mammal Stranding Program.
Okay, and we're here with the stranded whale. Can you tell me what the plan is right now in the effort to save it?
Yeah, so right now we're just in assessment mode. We're trying to see how the whale is entangled and if there are any other injuries or things that we should think about. And then we're sending a bunch of photos to experts around the country. And then we'll collaborate together and make a plan. So we're collaborating with veterinarians and with stranding network directors and leaders. And so we'll make a plan based on our vast experience with these things to figure out what's the best thing for the whale.
Okay, and can you tell what condition the whale is in, if it's in jeopardy of dying or?
Yeah, it's hard. Whales are challenging that what you see on the outside doesn't always depict what's going on inside. Hmm. So we don't know if there are any other injuries that we just can't see right now. It doesn't look terribly emaciated, so it looks in fairly good condition. But again, we just don't know until we look into it more.
Okay. And the netting, can you tell how it's entangled with
That's what we're trying to figure out right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're taking photos around to see if we can track sort of the lines of it, and then seeing when and if it's best to sort of, or when and how it's best to sort of disentangle it. Yeah.
Okay. I contacted one marine biologist who said this is a humpback whale. Do you know if that's
accurate?
It is a humpback whale.
And it's common for them to be here at this time of year off the coast, and it's an adult. So,
okay.
It's a humpback whale, and we're just still trying to assess its condition right now.
Okay, and is the tide a factor in the
operation?
It's
a real factor, yeah. So, The best chance of this whale to sort of leave on its own is if it's in enough water.
Right.
So we have to sort of carefully assess when the tide is going to be high enough to enable it to float off. And if we can do anything to assist in that regard, we will.
And will an attempt be made to cut the netting away at some point?
At some point, after we get an assessment for how and where it's entangled and the best way to do that, you know,
yeah.
For sure.
So do you have any idea how long the operation might take?
I got here whatever half an hour ago, just shortly before you do. So it's super important when you have an entangled whale or even a dead marine mammal to sort of really do a really careful assessment of the whole situation, because you want to not only protect the whale, but protect the people that are trying to sort of work with it, you know?
Right.
So we have to keep all of that in check, everyone's safety around. So, so we are still just in that assessment mode. So there's people coming up from the Bay Area, so we're coming down from Crescent City. So
just
kind of coming together to see if collectively we can come up with a plan that's going to be the best for it.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's likely to be an all-day operation?
Who knows, you know, if the tide, I mean, you have rogue waves, you have strange things that happen, you know, so if there's a lot of water that comes up, it might decide to sort of go off on its own. It's not that sort of buried right now, so I think it has the potential if the water conditions are right to sort of go back to sea, but we won't be doing any sort of people pushing the whale out. That's just not going to happen at all. So we just want to be clear. The most important thing about this is, I know everyone reads Las Coast Outpost, I do all the time, but it's really to stay away from the whale, because you can see its tail is still moving and they're really unpredictable at this point. So this is my stranding coordinator, Allison Louie. So she and I sort of have done this a bunch. So if we can just have people, it's an amazing thing to see,
yeah.
But to just be super careful around it. And the things that we're doing in terms of even disentangling it, we've had lots of training and stuff. So it kind of looks like people just walk out and do this. But so just let them know that they're in good, it's in good hands.
Leave it to the experts.
Yeah, no, I don't mean them, kind of in a mean way, but you know, they're in
no,
really
that
good
makes
hands.
Sense.
And but we're happy to talk to people about it at any time.
Okay, thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Ryan. It's nice to sort of